Well, it'll be interesting for, you know, if there are people listening to this program, if you have some verification of these numbers, this data, we're going to give you an email address that you could send that to and put it up on Al Bielek's website. I think it'd be an interesting thing to keep going. Yeah, go ahead.
It would be interesting because not only in terms of kids who disappear, and of course the supermarkets do a good job of covering these now, and I looked at many of these from the pictures, and I see something in some of these where I could see this smells to me like an abduction, whether it was a, quote, alien abduction, unquote, or whether it was a government abduction for some special program is hard to say.
But don't these abductions with the aliens, don't they usually return the person back?
Theoretically, yes. And I would suspect that in the cases of aliens, many more are returned than are in the case of where our government has picked these people up for special programs.
That's a sad thought.
It is.
Sad thought. Let's get into the other objective of the Montauk, and that is mind control.
Well, that's a huge subject in itself. But
you also think, though, that the two programs were run independent of each other.
They were run independently, yes. The product of one could be used by the other, but nevertheless they were independent programs, mm-hmm. probably conducted by independent engineers and scientists who probably back in Germany worked on them independently also. The idea of the mind control, which of course the Germans originated in many respects, though of course the idea of mind manipulation goes back thousands of years, and we won't go into that history of the cult manipulation and the long drawn out processes by which people can be manipulated and has been going on throughout history. But in terms of the modern aspects of mind control, we're talking about taking a person, altering their memory patterns, altering their memory of their own history, and conditioning them, not only for false memories, but conditioning them to be available to work on a specific project or to do a specific thing on command, which command is also buried with access by some kind of a keying system, regardless of what the keying system is. That's mind control. Mind manipulation is to precondition the persons to be interested in certain things and not interested in others, to be accepting, let's say, of certain criteria in a modern society, to accept, let's say, the way our government is going, or any government is going, towards more and more legal and otherwise control of people and a civilization, to be accepting of certain things which the government would like them to be accepting of. That's mind manipulation. Mind control means that this person can be taken over and used for something which may be totally against their normal desires or their normal inclinations, but by means of programming their subconscious mind, unknown to the conscious mind, to be able to do something on command which otherwise they might never do, and which, of course, they have no awareness of their having been programmed to do this.
So was it the mind control that was the program being run there versus mind manipulation?
Yes.
Both?
They were basically concerned with mind control.
Right.
Setting up a programmed individual, if you will, a programmed patsy, if you will, whatever, a person who is programmed to do certain things on command. And the command would be given, and of course, under that program, the person will do what they've been programmed to do, totally oblivious of their normal personality. It's like a wall is built, which quite literally it is, and you have on this side the normal personality, on that side you have the programmed personality. Now, to anybody on the outside of this individual looking at them in either state, they would recognize the same person, except that there'd be suddenly a total change of the personality. They would look the same, they would talk the same, they might appear to be the same, but they'd be doing something totally different than their normal personality would allow them to do, so to speak, and people on the outside can easily see this.
Now, were these called the Montauk Boys?
This was the aim of the program experimentally at Montauk. Now, mind control can be used on general populations and be elsewhere, but in terms of Montauk, they decided to see if they could set up a whole cadre, a whole class of people who were programmed, pre-programmed or partially programmed, as the case may be. In the case of pre-programmed, were already set into them the commands and the instructions of what they were to do, or to what group they were to become part of and report to, or if it was a case of they were pre-programmed to accept further instructions on command, i.e., you get this command, you will call somebody and you will go somewhere as part of that program, and then get the rest of it, the rest of the story, so to speak, as to what you ought to do. It could be a two-phase program, or it could be all self-contained into one phase. But that person would have those primary or secondary commands buried in the subconscious and accessible only on command, whatever those command mechanisms are.
Any ideas of some of the things that were put into their mind to do?
Yes. As a result of having been in that program long enough and seeing not only then, but of course since, what some of these kids have been used for, they can be programmed to be assassins. They can be programmed to be agitators, riot makers. They can be programmed to be arsonists. They can be programmed to go out and shoot somebody on command, all of the school shootings in the age brackets of anywhere from 11 to 16, 17. This is all the same type of programming. And the conscious mind level, these people have no idea that they're going to do this sort of thing unless they are in a level where they want them to be aware that they're being used, and that actually changed the whole concept of that individual's understanding of society and understanding of their position in society, such as the two boys involved in the Columbine shooting. They were more Montauk boys, both programmed, but at the same time, they had, to some extent, an awareness of where they were going. And they were consciously setting some of this up, because that all shows in the records they left in the computers that they were planning this sort of thing. That was not a case of totally buried and somebody else pulling the strings on them. Yes, someone else is pulling the strings on them, but they're also acting to a degree consciously.
That brings up another question as to who is setting the agenda for the programming. Because someone has to say, okay, I need 5 assassins, I need 20 arsonists, I need, 15 agitators, because I'm trying to do something on July 15th and it needs to all come together. Someone has to have a big
absolutely
idea in their mind of what they're trying to do.
Absolutely. There has to be a master manipulator, a programmer, if you will,
right,
who is setting this up. In the case of the school assassins, the school assassinations, a long string of them, I do not know who would be a programmer for that and who would be coordinating it, particularly at this time. Back in the days when they had set up the Montauk boys, I can only speak in terms of the programmers who put the programs into them. Now, who would watch them, who would keep the program going, and who would be, let's say, the master manipulator of these kids and the master programmer to use them? I have no idea at what level that operates or where that would come from.
So you were pretty much on an operations level, weren't you?
That's right. I was not on the concept level. I was not on the administrative level. Who in the secret government, because I'm sure the secret government would not be the open, legitimate government at all. But the secret government, of course, is very large and very much buried. Who in that would be setting these kids up and using them? I don't know. And who would be manipulating these programs? For what end and purpose, I can say yes, but for who, no.
It would have to be extremely, extremely elaborate.
Very. These programs operate inside programs, and they run through several levels of concealment, cover, if you want to use the term, of several levels of laundering. In this case, it's not laundering money, it's laundering people, if you will, for their usage. Who is setting it up? That is laundered so that nobody can really find out.
Okay, so getting back to mind control, though, physically, how did they do it? There was sort of like two different ways, wasn't there? There was the initial sort of physical way, and then it moved into an electronic way. Can you describe that for
That's
us?
That's true.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.